It's sometimes very interesting when you have class reunions where at one time or another all sat around the same table, all wore the same uniform, and something 30, 40, 50 years later, you see how, well, they all look like spotty teenagers that all actually want to become a rabbi, want to become a lawyer, want to become a doctor, one's sat in jail, one hasn't, and each one has actually, some's emigrated, some moved here, some moved there, and there's people who all looked very much the same at one particular stage, have actually chosen their path and made huge, huge differences, and it's very apparent that they are different now. But one really has to pinpoint the moment in time, as it were, where they scattered, and it's usually after school. One went to university, one went to yeshiva. In this parasha, we have a form of reunion. We have two very, very well-known characters that, very much without them, certainly Klal Yisrael would not be where they are today. And they figure very strongly in parashas earlier on in the Torah, and in Parashas Balak they reunite. And those people that referring to, those two people referring to, is Yisroi and Bilam. Okay, Yisroi and Bilam. There are two people over here, Yisroi and Bilam, that started off a career together. And they started off a career, an illustrious career, very, very early on in the Torah, in Parashas Shemos. There, the Gemara explains in Gemara Sotah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that Paroi had three ministers, he had three advisors. Paroi's advisors were Yisroi, Bilam, and Yisroi, Bilam, and Eiv, the three advisors. And Paroi sat down to deal with the Jewish problem. Right, the Jewish problem, how do we get rid of the Jews, which has been unfortunately discussed in many different places at many different times. How do we get rid of the Jews? Gimel hoi bo isa eitzah. Now it's brought down in the Medrash that, very interestingly, it's brought down in Targum Yonasan, says, we say by in Parshas Kisavoi, Arami oivet ovi. Arami oivet ovi. Arami means Lovan Arami. Lovan came from Aram. Oivet ovi. He tried to kill our father. He tried to first of all destroy his marriage, and later on he tried to kill him. Arami oivet ovi. Vayered Mitzrayim was usually translated to mean, Vayered Mitzrayim means, and then we went down to Egypt. Yeah? The Targum Yonasan explains, and he holds his shitter all the way through, Vayered Mitzrayim is referring to Lavan. Arami oivet ovi. When we went Aram and Arayim, when we were there, he tried to kill our father there. Seeing he wasn't successful, Vayered Mitzrayim, or he went down to Mitzrayim, who's he, Lavan went down to Mitzrayim, and tried to sit together with Paroi, and became one of his advisors in order to eradicate the Jews there. And he holds, all the way through, that Lavan and Bilam is the same person. Must have been a very old man, fine. Lavan and Bilam is the same person. And therefore, Vayered Mitzrayim, he, Lavan, went down to Mitzrayim and became Bilam. So here we have Lavan, our great-great-grandfather. He tried to kill us then, wasn't successful. He comes down to Mitzrayim, becomes one of Paro's advisors. Another one of Paro's advisors was Yisroi. Interestingly, it's brought down in the Medrash that Yisroi was a brainchild behind, the Medrash Rabbah brings down, that he was a brainchild, it was his idea to test Moshe Rabbeinu if he was after the crown or whether he was after something shiny. We all know that Moshe Rabbeinu must have been a precocious kid, a clever kid, and he was trying to, every time he sat on Paro's lap, he tried to take the crown off Paro. So the Medrash says, Paro's worried. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to take the kingship away from him. So he said, let's test him. So he said, if he's only after something shiny, let's put something even more shiny, which is a glowing coal. And let's see if this little child, this tiny infant, is going after the crown or after the glowing coal. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously had seichel, and he went after the crown. The Malach came and pushed his hand, he took the glowing coal, put it in his mouth, like all kids do, and he burnt his mouth, and from that time on became difficulty, had difficulty in speaking, right? But whose idea was that, says the Medrash Rabbah? That was Yisroi. It was Yisroi's idea. So you see, Yisroi had a job in Mitzrayim together, him and Bilam. Now, you have to understand, when a person has a minister or an advisor, he doesn't have them sitting there for decorative purposes. If he's trying to deal with a Jewish issue, he's obviously looking towards Yisroi to help him, to advise him what to do. How do we get rid of this problem? right? So here we have three people. We have Yisroi, we have Bilam, and which is Lavan, and we have Eoy. Says the Medrash, Bilam gave the advice to kill all the Jews by throwing in all the males into the water. Yisroi, now this is very interesting, Yisroi is Machlekes exactly when he ran away. There is an interesting Ben Ish Chai that seems to say that Ben Yodah seems to say that he only ran away afterwards and brings Raias. That he did not run away straight away. But Yisroi ran away. And Eoiv kept quiet. Says the Gemara that Bilam, who gave the piece of advice, he was eventually killed. Yisroi, who ran away, the Gemara says, he was zoichet to have children sitting in Lishkas Hagozis, in the Sanhedrin, besides having Moshe Rabbeinu as one of his, as being one of his sons-in-law. And Eoy, that kept quiet, Nidum be Yisurin, had terrible, terrible suffering. Okay, so those are the three advisors. So here we have, at one table, we have Yisroi, and we have Bilam sitting at the same table. And they're both advisors of Paroi. Yisroi runs off, runs to Midian, and Bilam carries on being an advisor. Now, so this was how they started off their career. Much, much later on, fast forward, much, much later on, Bilam gets his reputation as being a very spiritual person who is able to destroy a nation through the power of his speech, right? And he gets, he's an assassin, he's a hide assassin through Koyach of speech, and Balak seeks him out, and he sends him out to destroy Klal Yisrael. In this week's parasha, we have a whole story of how he attempted to do that, and again and again and again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Klal Yisrael, and he wasn't successful. However, at the end of the parasha, Balak is waxing lyric, and he is on a roll, and he is having one nevuah after the other, and then parasha says that basically Balak says, "Run off, finish. I don't need you anymore. Go, leave, leave." But it wasn't enough, and Bilam sees Amalek, and he gives a Vayaris Amalek in Perik Chof Dalet Pasuk Chof, and he gives a marshal Rashis Goy Amalek, etc. Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayar es Hakeni, and Bilam saw Keni. Who is Keni? Keni, Rabbi Sai, says Rashi, is Lefisho Yekeni Tekuet and Amalek. It says, who is that? He says that is referring to, says Rashi, is the children of Yisroi. Okay? Nistakel Bugudlosom Shubnei Yisroi. He saw the greatness of Bnei Yisroi. Vayoyme Eson Moshevechel Vesim Besela Kinechel. Eson Moshevechel, which means you are sitting with me, says Rashi. Toma Ani. I'm puzzled. Mehechon Zachisa Lekach. Bilam is seeing Yisroi, and he says to him, what are you doing? How do you have this incredible schus to be where you are? Haloi ato imi hayisi ba'atzas chavanis chakmono. You were with me all the way back then, trying to destroy Klal Yisrael. Va'ato nisyashto ba'ison va'oizal Yisrael. And now you're sitting in a fantastic position of glory and godless in Klal Yisrael. How did that happen? Right? So he was amazed that, look at him. Look at me. Look at me, says Bilam. Look where I am and look where you are. He's amazed. You were sitting with me. We were conspiring together. We were doing terrible things together. Look at you today. Look at me today. So there's a few problems with that. Firstly, what's he getting so amazed about? Why suddenly... let's start this question first. Why is he suddenly so inspired to start talking about Yisroi? And start talking about, I got run out. There are so many things he sat together with Yisroi for. Why didn't he say, I sat together with you and Paroi, and we conspired how to test Moshe Rabbeinu. And we sat down together with Paroi, and we discussed a lot of different things. Why Dafka is this thing, Hovan Ishak Malo? Why Dafka, this particular story of let's deal with the Jewish problem, that is what he's remembering about Yisroi. They sat together, and they were equals, they were partners, they were comrades, they were all together, and that's what he should be amazed about. Why Dafka, this particular story, does he remember? Number two, what are you so amazed about? You're so amazed, look at me and look at you. Yeah, we've conspired together, and look at you, fantastic, look at the position you have now. Yeah, but we conspired, but there's a big difference between Yisroi and Bilam. Bilam gave that idea and Yisroi ran off. He wasn't part of the idea. In other words, he seems to be amazed that we were equals, we shared equal standing at that particular juncture in time. It's not true. You gave the idea to destroy Klal Yisrael, and I ran off and wanted nothing to do with it. That's why there's a difference between me and you. That's why there's a difference between me and you. Thirdly, there's a very interesting Gemara. And the Gemara said, what schus did Yisrael have that his children should sit belishkas agozes? What schus? And it does not say the schus of a different Gemara that says that the schus was that he ran off. Yeah, the Gemara in Sotah says the schus was that he ran off during the Hovdin Shach Maloi story. There's a different Gemara that says, G'doylo legimo shemakreves esarachikim, that how fantastic it is that when a person gives over hospitality, what schus he may have, because the Gemara says, where did he learn from Yisroi? That b'shebeschar, that he gave lechem to Moshe Rabbeinu, his great-grandchildren sat in Lishkas HaGozes. So one Gemara says the schus was that he ran off, and he had nothing to do with Hovin Eschak Moloi, which seemingly put his life in danger, and for that merit, he had such wonderful grandchildren. And another Gemara seems to say that he gave Moshe Rabbeinu a bit of food, and that's why he had a schus. Which Gemara is right? It seems to be a stira. So let's go slowly over here. So there's Naima Torah. Reb Sorotzkin says, on the question, the first question we have, why does he remember just this story of Hovin Eschak Moloi? Yeah, why do you remember that story? Why does he not remember them being equal in other conspiracies that they sat together for? He says, because he remembered one thing. Listen this carefully. He says, Balak said to him, and a few psukim before that, Balak said to him, Vayicha af Balak, this is in Perek Chof Dalet, Posuk Yud. Balak gets very annoyed with him and says to him, I've called you to curse my enemies, and he given them bracha three times. Posuk Yud Aleph. Vato, now barach lecho mekimecho, run along, leave, run off. Amarti akabed achabedecho. I told you that I'll give you covered. Vehinei menocho Hashem covered, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu has held you back from covered. Says Zayin Matayra. Wow, look at me. I left home because I was greedy. I knew that I was going to become wealthy through this. I'm going to become powerful through this. I'm going to be able to win over Klal Yisrael through this. I would become a hero by destroying Klal Yisrael through Balak, right? Now, I was so unsuccessful that the one who hired me fired me. He said, run off, brach lecho, leave, off you go, run away. I don't want to see you ever again. You're not only not going to get paid, you are actually going to get bizyonis. You're going to get embarrassed, and you're going to get sent away like a little child because you're unsuccessful. Bilam remembers another story where somebody had to run off, and that was Yisroi. And he says, look at the difference between how two people had to run off. Yisroi ran away from Paro thinking he's running away from greatness, he's running away from power. He left everything behind. Middle of the night, he ran off and he went to Midian, and he thought he's leaving everything behind. But that Mesiras Nefesh of running away built him up, made him live in Midian, and made his eventually have a son-in-law like Moshe Rabbeinu, and his grandchildren sitting Lishkas HaGozes, sitting in the Sanhedrin. He ran away thinking he's giving up everything, and he only ran towards greatness. Look at me, I ran towards Balak. And I, with my greed, thought I'm going to get wealth from this. And I'm also running away with what? With nothing. With nothing. Not olam hazeh, and not olam haba. I'm running away like a little child sent away. Look at the difference between a person who runs away from a rasha or a person who runs away from his own greed. That's what inspired him, dafka, this story. Okay? Now, that's one way of looking at it.
Lamaila, that he was able to recognize the connection to what happened in his past.
He was a very, very sharp person. He is a very sharp person. Bilam was an incredibly sharp person. I mean, the Chochm is the greatest Chochm the Goy ever was and ever will be. Right? The Rishonim say that he was the greatest philosopher ever amongst the Goyim. Amazing person. He was very self-aware. He had issues like we see soon. Yeah, but he was self-aware, and that was what inspired him. The barach lecho, the running away, was what inspired him. Now, that's one way of looking at it. There's a very beautiful way, the Chedusha Halev, yeah, of Henoch Lebowitz, says that we're asked, why is he so amazed that he ran up, that look at me and look at him, look where I am, look at where he is. Of course, look where he is. Of course, look where Yisrael is. Yisrael ran away. And that is why he got to his position. Don't just remember the beginning of the story. They all sat together and said, look, we all sat together, we all were evil, and look where he is, so great today. The end of the story is the most important thing. Yes, you sat together at the beginning of the story, but then he ran away, and that's why he's with Mesiras Nefesh, that is why his children are where they are. So what are you so amazed about? Says Henoch Lebowitz, Bilam was the greatest, cleverest man, no doubt about it amongst the Goyim, but such is the power of selective memory. Selective memory means your memory is going to allow you to remember certain things and allow you to forget the things that you don't want to remember. Yisroi was sat with me, thinks Bilam. I remember Yisroi was there. Yisroi sat together with me. If Yisroi sat together with me, he remembers that part. His mind played tricks and he thinks he sat together. That's right, Yisroi actually joined in with me in my conversation and he backed me up that we should destroy Klal Yisrael. Not true, anechtigatog. Yisroi ran off. But selective memory, where a person remembers what he wants to remember and a person forgets what he wants to forget, and therefore according to this Peshat, not according to previous Peshat, according to this Peshat, he did not even remember Yisroi running away, and he could not believe that this Yisroi who conspired with him to destroy Klal Yisrael could be at such a wonderful level of glory later on. That is what he was amazed about. Okay, so that is the power of selective memory. You know, it's very often Klal Yisrael has selective memory too. We talk about Klal Yisrael remembering, oh, I remember the good old days in Mitzrayim, Zechanu Avatichi, remember all the good old days. What good old days? You were slaves. Yeah, but people remember things they want to remember. Okay. That's the answer to the first two questions. The first question was, why Dafka talk about the idea of him running away? Because that's Barach Lecha, that he had to run away now as well. And the second question is, what the difference is between you and him was not the fact that he sat together, was the fact that he was Moisa Nefesh but running away. Either didn't remember that running away, or that, Okay, now, but we had a third question. And the third question is, Rabbi Isai, the Gemara seems to have a steer in the Gemara. On one hand, the Gemara says, what zchus did Yisrael have that children sin lishkas agozis? That he ran away by hoven eschak moloi. When it came to trying to destroy the Klal Yisrael, he ran away and he gave up everything for the sake of somebody or people who he did not really join at that stage of a halal. On the other hand, the Gemara says that his zchus was that he gave Moshe Rabbeinu some food. Which zchus was it? It seems to be a stira. Now listen to this carefully. In Pirkei Avos, you're all aware of this Mishnah. Yeah? The Mishnah says, Kol mi sheyesh b'yoda gimel dvarim halalu mitamido shel Avram Avinu. Anyone who has these three midas or the tamidim of Avram Avinu. Ushleisha dvarim acherim. And anyone who has three of other midas or mitamido shel Bilam Harosha or Tana Bilam Harosha. Says the Mishnah, Ayin Toiva. Ayin Toiva means a good eye. Ruach Nemucha. Humility, the nefesh shefela, and not such taiva. Okay, mitamidov shel Avram Avinu or the tamid of Avram Avinu. The opposite, ayin ra, ruach gevoya, the nefesh shefela. Those three terrible distinctions, terrible midas, mitamidov shel Bilam Harosha or the tamidim of Bilam Harosha. Now, so as Rabbeinu Yonah, the Mishnah could have said it a lot shorter. The Mishnah could have just says, call me. Sheyesh biyodoi ein toivo ruach nemucha and nefesh shefela omitabido shemido shel Avram Avinu vahefach, yeah, and the chilufehem, and the opposite is of Bilam Harosha, like the Mishnah sometimes does. Why does it say everyone had these three things of Avram Avinu and those three things are Bilam Harosha? It doesn't say what those three things are at all. Then the Mishnah talks about what are those three things, and again says those are Tamidish Avram Avinu. And then it says, what are those bad things? Bilam Harosha. The Mishnah seems to be extra. It seems to be redundant. What's the idea behind this? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, a klal, Rabbi Isai, and this is brought down as well in the Tiferes Yisrael. This is an amazing chiddush. Says Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. Not Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. He says that if you look into any Aveira in the Torah, any bad midas, any shtus that a person does, is all based on one of those three things. Ayin Ra, Ruach Gavoya, and Nefesh Shefela, which is basically Ayin is Seichel, Ayin, a person not seeing things in the correct way, stupidity. Yeah, that's Ayin, not seeing something in the correct way, the Seichel, not using your Seichel. Ruach is referring to Gaiva, Ruach Gavoya, and Nefesh Gavoya, that is Taiva. Every Avera a person does is either a distortion of Seichel, or because a person is being confused by his gaiva and his taiva. Every aveira fits into those three categories. Says the Mishnah, those three things, take the whole Pirkei Avos, you'll see that everything fits into those three things. There is nothing that a person will do that does not fit into those three things. If you do those three things rightly, you're Avram Avinu. If you do those things wrongly, you're Bilam Arasha. And everything, every nesayin a person has during the day, every person during their lifetime is based on those three things: using your seichel and fighting your gaiva and your taiva. There are those three things. Kas, for example, is a kas. Yeah, why isn't kas involved in this? Kas is a secondary middah. Kas usually comes from gaiva. A person only has kas if he has gaiva. How dare the person speak out against me? Who do you think I am? I'm. 1 second. You not take it easy. You have to be spoken to, you're not such a great guy, right? Kas is secondary middah. Those are the primary middahs. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, that's what I said. Those three and nothing else. My Rebbe used to say, in this week's Haftarah, the last pasuk in this week's Haftarah says exactly the same thing. The pasuk says, in Michal, the end of Michal, it says, Higin lecho odo matoiv, to tell a person, last pasuk in Haftarah, to tell a person what is good. Uma Hashem Doiresh Mimcha. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? That's it and nothing else. Ki'im. Ki'im is an exclusion. I'm asking you three things. Asois Mishpat, Va'avas Chesed, Va'hatznei Alechesim Lekecha. Asois Mishpat. What's Asois Mishpat? Is do Mishpat. What's do Mishpat in Halacha? Not running after something that's not yours. Know your place. That is a Nefesh Shefela. Nefesh Shefela is don't do taiva. Asois mishpat, which means do follow what belongs to you, belongs to you. Something that does not belong to you doesn't. Gneva, gezela, kinna, that is all something that is in asois mishpat. That is nefesh shefela. Avas chesed, obviously, is an ayin toiva. Love chesed is ayin toiva. Vatznei alechesim melekecha is do things in a humble, quiet way. That obviously is the ruach shefela, and that is not to be a baal gaiva. So those three things that represent Avram Avinu, and those three things that represent every single kind of avera is what the pasuk in Haftarah says at the end. Ki im, I'm asking you to do those three things. Asayis mishpat avas cheses nei l'shem lekecha. Listen to this, bro. So this is absolutely beautiful. It says a chedusha harim. In this week's parasha, we find a lot of differences between Avram Avinu and Bina Marasha, and a lot of similarities. What's a similarity in this week's parasha between the story of Bilam and the story of Avram Avinu? Anything comes to mind?
Saddling the donkey.
Shkoyach Bilam. Saddling the donkey. And how did he saddle the donkey? What does it say?
Early
he
in
saddled
the morning.
Donkey early morning. And what did he do after saddling the donkey? And he took with him Shnei Na'orov. He took with him two Na'orov. Two Na'orov over there was Eliezer and Yishmol. And it says, in this week's parasha as well, Vayokom Bolok, Vayokom Bilam Baboike, Vayachboish Esa Soinoi, and went to Saramoyov, and he said he took with him Ushnei Na'orov Imoi, look, Chofpeis, Pasuk Chofpeis, he took Shnei Na'orov Imoi. Took Shnei Na'orov Imoi. It says the Chedusha Harim. This is absolutely gorgeous, right? Vayikach Eshnei Na'orov. Na'ar. What is Na'ar representing? Na'ar is a Rosh Tevis, Nefesh, Ayin, Ruach. Those three things that Bilam is so bad with. Nefesh, Ayin, Ruach. As I said beforehand, what did Bilam have? He had Nefesh Rechava. He had the Ayin Ra and Ruach Gavoya. He took with him Nefesh, Ayin, Ruach. He took with him his bad middos went with him. Nefesh, Ayin, Ruach went with him. Avram Avinu, when he went up to do the Akedah, he also took Na'or off. He also took, what did he take with him? He also took Na'or, Nefesh, Ayin, and Ruach. But he went with Nefesh Shefelo. He went with Ayin Toivo, and he went with Ruach Nemucho. So that's the Na'or. Asks the basis role. What Shnei Na'or of? What Shnei Na'or of? Just say, you took with Na'or. What Shnei Na'or of? So he says, whether you're Avram Avinu or whether you're Bilam Arasha, a person always has Bechira to go after this Na'or or after that Na'or. Or are you going to go after Nefesh Shefela? Or are you going to go after Nefesh Rechava? Or are you going to go after the Ayin Toiva or Ayin Ra? Or are you going to go after Ruach Nemucha or Ruach Gavoya? So you always took Avram Avinu and Bilam, both went to Shnei Na'orov, the Na'or of Nefesh Ayin and Ruach, and Nefesh Ayin and Ruach on both sides, and they chose what they chose. That is a koyach of those three midos that made Avram Avinu Avram Avinu and made Bilam Rasha Bilam Rasha. That is not, that is now Shnei Na'orov.
When Bilam already got in his donkey, he already knew that he was going for Ra, so he had already chosen the bad side.
Person has Bechira until he's done it. He has Bechira. In fact, good point. In fact, listen to this. Carries on the basis Ra. I think the basis Ra says this. But it Malach Hashem Baderech the Satin Loi. Later on in the parasha, Bilam, as he said, he went along and he decided what he's going to do. Right? So the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent a malach to try and push him back on the way. Where's this pasuk? One second. Yeah. One second. Yeah. It's a perik chof beis, pasuk chof beis. Vayisyatzev, vayicha afalikim, ki hoylechu, vayisyatzev malach Hashem derech lesotonoi. Listen to this. Les Satana, what Malach was this? Says Rashi, he was the Satanoi Malach Shal Rachamim Hoyo. He's a Malach of Rachamim. For Hoyo Reitze, the Monu Malachtoi, Shal Yechtev Yo'ovid. He decided to use that wrong Na'or, yeah? But the Malach went along, the Satanoi, to push him back on. Satan. Shein Tes Nun. Pshat is, you love on, you Bilam are using the wrong Na'or, using the wrong Nefesh, Ayin, and Ruach. Satan, use the Shin. What was it, Satan? Shin is Rosh Tevus. Shefela Toiva Nemucha. You're using the wrong Na'or. You're using the Na'or that's a wrong Na'or. I'm giving you a Malach to remember a Satan. Use a Ruach. Yeah? Was the Pasuk? You use the Nefesh. Sorry, again. Yeah, use the Satan is Sin Tes Nun, which means use the Ayin Toivo. Sorry, the first part. Shefela. Use Nefesh Shefela.
Ayin
Toivo and Ruach Nemucha. The Satan law. You should be using the Satan, not using the Adonar. So he sent the Malach to remind him to use the three of the right Nar, the right Nefesh Ayin and Ruach. And therefore he reminds him using the Ra of Shefela, Toivo and Nemucha, not the one that you're choosing. So this is what it's all about. This is all about Avram Avinu and Bilam Arosh going out and choosing their path in life, choosing the Na'or that they use. HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to push Bilam back onto the path with the right Na'or, and he misses a point. So this is what's going on over here. This is what's going on in the parasha. Now we can understand what Peshat is in the Gemara. What is clear from the Gemara is that those... The decision that Yisrael made to leave it all behind, to run away when there's a conspiracy of Hovan Ischak Mole, let's destroy Klal Yisrael, was something that was incredibly difficult for him. Very, very difficult. There's peer pressure. He could be killed for it. How did he do it, says the Gemara? Of course the Schus, the merit came from running away. But what the Gemara asks is, what gave him that power? What inspired him to be able to do that? Says the Gemara, you know what gave him that koyach? The koyach that he can give food to Moshe Rabbeinu. The koyach was that he had these good midas. In other words, the result was that he ran away, but the cause was the fact that he had these three good midas. Now, where do we see hadith 3 Gemara? I want to say like this. What is the story that the Gemara says that because of this we can see he had good midas? This is in Parshas Shemois. Right? Parshas Shemois, we have a story where Moshe Rabbeinu is running away from Mitzrayim because of killing the Mitzri, and he comes and ends up in Midian. Okay? Perek Beis, Pasuk Tesvav, Vayishma Paras Dova Hazeh, he wants to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu runs away, and he goes to Midian, Vayeshav Al Ha'er. And the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tezayin, and the Kohen has seven daughters, Vatoevoina, Vatifleno, etc., etc. Fine. And then the Royim came to send them away, and Moshe Rabbeinu helped them. Anyway, they came back, and Reuel was very impressed. How are you here so quickly? So now, why did the Royim send them away? What was the day behind that? So, it's brought down in Chazal that Yisroi was very, very unpopular that day. Why is he very unpopular? Because he had given up all of Avodah Zarah. Yisroi was the archbishop, the Avia Vaisatuma, and he had given it all away, and he'd been Makid Rabbeinu Shalom. And he became very unpopular. He became very unpopular, so they hounded him, they persecuted him. Okay? So his daughters are persecuted as well, naturally. And Moshe Rabbeinu saves them. And they come back, and all the sheep are there. And he says, Vatoyma ish, and he said to him, how did he come back so quickly? And they answered back to him, Ish Mitzri, Tzlonami Adaroy, and this Mitzri saved us. And he gave the sign to drink. Posokhov, Vayoymel Benoitov, and he said to his daughters, Vayoy! Where is he? Lama zeh zavtem esa ish. How can you leave that man? Kiran aloi v'yochal lochem. Bring him in. V'yochal lochem is pashat. You should get married to him. Where's your appreciation? What's going on over here? Rabbi Isai. Yisroi, this whole story is the proof of that you had the three midas. What's the proof? Number one, asois mishpot. What's asois mishpot? Asois mishpot is a deal we said beforehand, is being able to focus on what is really important. Yeah? Nefesh shefela. Nefesh shefela is a sois mishpot. What is that? It's to know what is right and what is wrong, and to follow whatever is necessary to go along with that. To leave the tithes behind. To leave the tithes behind and to leave the avodah zarah behind and say, I'm leaving it behind. This is not mine. I should be doing this. This was the story of Yisroi, where he left behind all the tithes, left behind all the avodah zarah. And he became Yisroi, and became that day was when he was Lemaisa, somebody who showed in the strongest possible form the idea of Asos Mishpot, of Nefesh Shefela. What is the Ayin Toivo? Ayin Toivo is? Let him eat, bring him in, let him eat, let me marry his daughter after him. His generosity, amazing generosity. And what showed the Ruach Nemucha? What showed that he had humility? Because he had a Koras HaToiv. HaKoras HaToiv, a person cannot have a Koras HaToiv, a person cannot value the good, unless he ultimately has humility. The Gemara says, what is called a good Oireach? If he says, everything the Balabos is doing is for me. And therefore I owe him so much. HaKoras HaToiv comes from humility. It comes from realizing that people are doing so much for you, you owe it to them. Okay? You with me? So therefore, what the Gemara is saying over here is that the Zchus of Yisroi becoming who he was Lishkas HaGozis. Yeah, that's the Zchus he had. But how did he get to this Zchus? Because he had those three midas. Yisroi had those three midas. He had Ayin Tova by giving the bread to Moshe Rabbeinu. He had what we said beforehand. He had nefesh ruach. He had nefesh shefela by the fact that he did a sois mishpat. He left behind avodah zarah, and he had ruach nemucha, which is a koras hatoy. Hu Rabbeisai, and that is Yisroi. Hu Rabbeisai is the ultimate kafui tov. Who is the ultimate person who received huge amounts of wealth, and said, "You gave me nothing." Here we have a case. What did he do already? Moshe Rabbeinu helped them. Bring him in. Let's marry my daughters after him. Incredible Akaras HaToy. Who is the classic Kafri Tov? Lavan. Lavan Arami. Lavan is... Yaakov Avinu comes into Lavan's house where Lavan has nothing. And Yaakov Avinu helped him and he built him up and he served him for all those years and he was freezing at night and boiling during the day, and at the end Lavan runs after him to kill him. Right? What did Yaakov say to him? Right, running after me, what did I do to you? Yeah, end of the parshas Vayishlach. End of the parshas. Sorry, Vayetze. So what do you do? Yeah. So he says, Treifalo yevesilacho, Perek Lamed Aleph. I looked after you, Kerach Balaylas, freezing during the night, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu helped me. And listen, what you do to me? Posek Mem Gimel, Vayan Lavan. Lavan says, Lavan Bilam. Yeah. Vayimel Yaakov. Nah, habonais benoisai. What are you talking about? The daughters are my daughters. Vabonim bonai, and the sons are my sons. Vatzoin tzoini, the sheep are my sheep. Vachola sheta roya, everything you see is mine. You deserve nothing. You deserve nothing. Lavan is a classic kofrito. Where is the time that Klal Yisrael work on their Akaras HaToiv? When they bring the Bikurim. And they say to the Rebbein Shleilam, everything that you've given us is yours. The Hinei Rishis, I'm bringing my very best food belongs to you. And what do they start off? And what do they say in Parshas Kisavoy? How do they start off the declaration of absolute Hakaras HaToiv? They start off with a declaration of Arami Oyved Ovi. Of look at that. Arami Oyved Ovi is referring to Lavan. Look at the difference between a Jew and Lavan. Look at the difference between us and Bilam. Look at the difference between Hakaras HaToiv that we have trained by Avram Avinu and a Akaras HaToiv that Bilam has, that's full of kinah taiva and kavod. Look at that, look at the difference. And we say to Rabbi Yisrael, look at this, look what amazing, look how wonderful we are that we have been trained by Avram Avinu, one grandfather, not by the other grandfather, Lavan, yeah, or some of the tribes, anyway, not to have this Akaras HaToiv. And therefore, the ultimate kofi toiv is Lavan. That is a Rami Oved Ovi that we talk about when we are Makitoiv in the Bikurim. So here we have the whole time. We have Avram Avinu, we have Bilam, we have Yisroi, we have Bilam, we have Lavan, we have Yaakov. And just to finish off, even after all this rampage, this craziness of Lavan, and he says to Yaakov, no, everything is mine. If you look in Perek Lamed Aleph and Bereishis, he says, you know what? I'm totally nothing comes to me. However, va'ata l'chu nichrasor bris ani va'ata. Come, let's make a bris, you and me, and it should be an aid b'ni b'necho. In other words, there's no doubt that you're accusing me of something I totally deny. You're accusing me that I have bad middos, I don't have a koros hatoiv, I think you don't deserve anything. But you know what? Let's put aside our differences and make a bris between me and you. Make a bris between me and you. Fine, made a bris between me and you. Yaakovinu agrees, and they make a matseva, they make a wall. And they make a wall, and what's that wall saying? The way I understand it is that Lavan says, Yaakov, you're accusing me of being a bad guy. I deny that. But however, I promise you that it won't affect you. And let's make a bris that even with my bad midas, it will not affect you. And they make this wall. Rabbi Yisai, in our parasha, when Bilam is going to destroy Klal Yisrael, or attempting to destroy Klal Yisrael, and allowing his bad midas, he's using his wrong now to go out and destroy Klal Yisrael, the Malach pushes, squeezes his foot against the wall. You know what wall that was? Says the Yonasan ben Azil, that was a wall that the originally Yaakov Avinu built with Lavan, as a gal aid, as a sign that he's not going to destroy him. And therefore this wall, the very wall that he built, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to remind him, Lavan, Bilam, bad midas, remember Satan, Toiv, Shveilon, Nemucho, remember all that, right? And he carries on. And after all this, he doesn't get the message. And he carries on, and then he finally sees Yisroi. And he sees Yisroi, and he sees the ultimate, as I said before, how the good midas of Yisroi took him from sitting with him together with Paroi, sitting being an advisor of Hitler, and he is ending up in the middle of Klal Yisrael with a son-in-law like Moshe Rabbeinu, with his children at Azoichot Lishkas Agozis. He realized that those three midas, how badly they took him and how wonderfully they served Yisrael. These are the three midas one has to work on. The Anova, the Taiva, and the Seichel. Those three things. As I always say, either we follow in the path of Yisroi in Jethro. The other alternative is people who choose the death row.